Welcome to Generation 419, your favorite children's program on radio, right here on Sweet Melodies 94.3. At 5 minutes after 11. This is where all the children in town gather. This is where all the children, young people, children, youth, all of us, this is where we gather. The beginning of another month, October. So we have November, December, then the children will chew chicken. Christmas will be nice this year. My name is Reverend Dr. E.K. This is how we are starting this today's program. I'll be introducing my guest very soon. We are going to have a fruitful discussion this morning about Isaac. I want you to stay glued to your set and tune in, call a friend to tell another friend that it's time for Generation 419. Where young people gather, they worship, learn the word of God, and also have fun. And this is from the camp of MOG. And to all our friends who will be celebrating their birthday or who have celebrated their birthday in the month of October already, I want to say happy birthday to you, belated happy birthday or happy birthday or happy birthday in advance. It is the 7th day of October. Beautiful Saturday morning. This album, I was there when this song was composed. Just, you can't hear my voice, but I was there. I was singing. I was one of the backing vocalists. Wange Mauko, Wange Mauko. You can join in, you can send us your message on 0279-100600. 0279-100600. Wange Mauko, Wange Mauko. We are also live on Facebook on Sweet Melodies 94.3 FM. Facebook. If you go, you watch us live. This is Facebook. Sweet Melodies 94.3. You can drop your messages there also. We will read it to your friends. This song, it reminds me when I was in the school choir. Actually, I did well. I can sing. Charlie, shake yourself before we start. Charlie, guys, sing. Ah. Come on. Tigers, you're welcome to Generation 419.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm welcoming all of you. You are not minding me. Oh,
thank you.
Sit up. Welcome.
Thank you.
Beautiful. It's a blessing to see you. I'm very excited to see you this morning. Tell us your names, who you are, where you are coming from, and who born you. So let me start from my left. All right, let me start from you, sister. Yes, we help her. So, yes, mention your name.
My name is Paula Nyan.
Paula. How old are you, please, Paula?
I'm 12 years
old. 12. What do you want to be in future? Pilot. What? Career day, what do you...
I was a nurse.
Nurse, okay, nurse. So we'll call you nurse. Nurse Paula. Nice. Next.
My name is Damien Jani.
Damien Jani. Okay, that's Damien. What does Damien mean? What does it mean? Hey, they give you name, you ask what it means, then you just collect it. Damien, how old are you?
13.
13, okay. Yes?
My name is Jesse Nyaku.
Jesse Nyaku. When I heard Jesse, I knew that it's like some American name. But when you added the Nyaku, I said, no, the guy is a Ghanaian.
I'm 12 years of age.
12 years old, all right. You want to be?
A medical doctor.
Medical doctor. So, Dr.
Jesse.
Dr. Jesse. What type of doctor do you want to be?
I want to be doing surgery.
Surgery where? We have a cardiothoracic surgeon who works on the heart. Okay. We have types of surgeons. You want to be a cardiothoracic surgeon?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Dr. Jesse. All right. Next.
I am Kaimi Sabuaten. I'm 13 years old.
Okay. Bibi, what do you want to be in future?
A medical doctor.
Medical doctor. Hey. Okay. I'll come back. So this is Generation 490 on Sweet Melodies 94.3. Joy, 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 my soul. Joy, joy, joy like a river. All right, so where are you coming from? Which church are you coming from? Tell us.
Anakazo Assembly.
You are coming from Anakazo Assemblies.
Ofanko.
Wow, Anakazo Assemblies. Ofanko is where?
On the Bojasi Road.
Kaswa.
Yes.
When you get to Kaswa.
Yes.
Castland. Now, we don't say Kaswa, we say Castland. We want the people at this side to know that, look, our hometown is Castland. If you say Kaswa, you see, it looks too local. Kaswa is Castland, all right? Okay. So from Castland on your way to Bojasi. Even Bojasi, yes. You have to give it another name. Okay, so that it looks this. So Kaswa Bojasi Road,
yeah.
Your church is there. Okay,
yes.
That's the Anakazo
Assemblies.
Assemblies. Okay, so if you are listening to us, Anakazo Assemblies is one of the denominations in the United Denominations originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches. And this morning, we are blessed to have the young people from that side of town. And they will be helping us to talk about Isaac. We are going to talk about Isaac in the Bible. We are not going to talk about Isaac Owusu, or Isaac Nyanku, or Isaac Boatin, or Isaac something. We are talking about... Do you know somebody called Isaac Nyanku?
Yes.
Ah, there's somebody called Isaac Nyanku.
Yes.
I'm a prophet. Who is he?
A friend of mine.
Ah, you are Nyanku. You are Jesse Nyanku, and he's Isaac Nyanku.
Yes.
Ah. I'm a prophet. The thing is very prophetic. All right, so you at home, what we would like you to do is that take your Bibles, your pen, your notebook, okay? If you have any contribution and you think that you want to text us, you can do that on 0279-100600. By now, I think you should have the studio number, 0279. So save this number as Sweet Melodies, 0279 1 0270600 0279 100600. Okay, so you can text us, you can also send us a WhatsApp, all right? Alternatively, you can also go to Sweet Melodies FM, Sweet Melodies 94.3 FM on Facebook, all right? And then I'm sure that when you get there, you'll be watching us live. When I say live, live means live. You can see us, we can see you and all that, all right? And then at a point, we open the phone lines and then we will be, we'll interact, okay? We open the phone lines, you call in, tell us what you think, you tell us your contribution, and I'm sure that you are going to have a wonderful time.
Yeah. When trouble seems to rain on my dreams, it's not a big deal. Let it wash all the bugs off my windshield, cause you're showing me that in you I'm free.
All right, so guys, let's start. Who is Isaac? Or who was Isaac? Yeah. Isaac in the Bible. We are talking. So, like I said, we are talking about Isaac in the Bible. Okay, the patriarch Isaac. He is the one we are talking about. Okay, so let me start with you, Jesse. Jesse, who was Isaac in the Bible?
Isaac was the only son of Abraham. Yeah.
Are you sure that's the only son? Okay, so God was always referred to Abraham as your only son, your only son. Okay. So in that regard, if you are following what God was saying, then you are right.
Yeah.
Okay, so
he was the only son of Abraham,
mm-hmm.
and he was an obedient child.
Okay,
he was also patient.
Yes, Isaac had a half brother.
Yes.
Who was he?
Ishmael.
Okay. Yeah. So tell us about Ishmael. Let's talk a little about Ishmael, then we move to Isaac, since he came into the picture.
Ishmael was the son of Abraham and Hagar.
Hagar. So Ishmael came on the scene. So Ishmael came before Isaac was born. Or I'm wrong.
Sure.
Okay. So and what happened?
And when Hagar saw that she...
But in the first place, who was Hagar?
She was a maid servant for Sarah.
Sarah, yes. Okay.
So when Hagar saw that she was pregnant for his master, Abraham, she became disobedient to Sarah.
Started giving Sarah attitude.
Yes.
Do you know attitude?
Yes.
There is somebody is giving you attitude.
Mm-hmm.
Which people like giving attitude? Mm-hmm. Men or women?
Women.
Women like, you are saying it too. You are the woman. you are the lady saying it's women. You people give attitude. Okay. So Hagar started giving Sarah attitude.
Mm-hmm. So Sarah didn't like that. So she wanted to maltreat Hagar.
Okay.
But Hagar ran away.
So Hagar didn't run away like that?
No.
What happened?
Sarah told Abraham to do so, to sack Hagar and Ishmael.
Okay, so now let's come to the birth of Isaac. Let's concentrate on Isaac now. So how did that take place?
Sarah was 90 years of age. She wasn't having any child.
Okay.
She waited for a child for so long, but she didn't have it. When the angel of Lord descended onto her and told her that she will have a son.
Okay.
When they said that to her, she laughed. So when they asked her
why did she laugh?
Because she has passed her age that she must give birth. So she laughed. So when they asked her why is she laughing, she lied that she didn't laugh. So the angel told her
that does also mean that she laughed because she didn't believe.
Yes.
She didn't believe that. Charlie, look, you're more like myself dear. How is it possible I'm going to have a son or I'm going to have a child?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Continue.
So the angel told her that she will have a son.
Mm-hmm.
She will have a son, a great son. And it came to pass, he had a son called Isaac.
Abraham was 100 years old.
Abraham was 100 at that time.
When he gave birth to Isaac.
Isaac. So
yes.
Abraham was 100 years old around that time.
Yes.
And Sarah was 90 years.
Yes.
Okay, so automatically, I mean, if we are going by... biologically, okay, we can say that it was impossible for Sarah to give birth to Isaac around that. So that even make the whole thing very miraculous.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. It means that Isaac was a miracle baby. Miracle, because I'm sure that Sarah had been praying for a child.
Yes.
Has been praying, used to attend prayer meetings.
Yes.
Pray. Everybody pray, but bring your prayer request. Say, Lord, bless me with a child. Bless me with a child. Come on, bless me with a child. So the prayers were going on, and I mean, so with time, maybe she gave up. Okay, and child was not coming and all that. Okay, so she was 90 years then. Abraham was
100 years.
100 years. Okay, then they were visited divinely. Yes. And then the prophecy came that they are going to have a child.
Yes.
And then she laughed because he didn't believe what was said. But if it were you, what would be your reaction?
I won't believe it.
You won't believe.
Yes, because...
So let's say, as we are here right now, somebody said, okay, tomorrow morning, and somebody will bring you an aeroplane. what would be your reaction tomorrow morning? As you are sitting here, you don't have wheelbarrow, but tomorrow morning you have aeroplane. Okay. What would be your reaction?
I'll be happy.
You'll be happy?
Yes, but I won't believe it.
You won't believe it? Yes. Yeah. Because you can't even drive a car.
Yes.
Then suddenly tomorrow morning you are a pilot. Okay, so that unbelief came in.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you see, you remember in the case of John.
Yeah.
Okay. When John the Baptist was about when he was about to be born. Okay. Zachariah, in the case of Zachariah, something happened to Zachariah. It was told that he would be dumb.
Yes.
He would not be able to speak till the child was born. But in the case of Sarah, what happened? They didn't say anything to Sarah.
Yes.
Okay, so continue with your story.
Car.
Car talk, yes.
Abraham was 100 years when he gave it to...
Yes, we know that one. We know that he was 100 years by that time. Okay. So Isaac was born. Now, what happened? Something happened when he was a child. I want her to concentrate on that one. Something happened when he was a child.
There was a covenant.
A covenant, okay.
A promise.
Yes, tell us more. Tell us more about that. Yes, God told
Abraham that he will give birth to a son.
Yes, that's the son that was given birth to was Isaac. Okay,
yeah.
So now the sacrifice of Isaac, that's what I want us to talk about.
Okay.
Yes.
God was testing Abraham to see whether he's obedient. So he asked Abraham to use his only son for sacrifice. That's a burnt sacrifice. So Abraham didn't disobey God. So early in the morning, Abraham woke Isaac up and told him that he's going to use him for a sacrifice.
And he brought two servants with him.
Yes. So as long as they were going, whilst they were going.
And Abraham told the servant to wait for him.
So let me read something here in Genesis 21. Okay. I'm reading from the NLT version of the Bible. Genesis 21, verse 1. Then the Lord did exactly what he had promised. And verse 2 says, Sarah became pregnant and she gave a son to Abraham in his old age. It all happened at the time God had said it will. And Abraham named his son Isaac. So naming ceremony was done. Okay. Now 8 days after Isaac was born, Abraham circumcised him as God had commanded. Abraham was 100 years old at that time. And Sarah declared, God has brought me laughter. All who hear about this will laugh with me. What does Isaac mean?
Laughter.
Isaac means laughter. So I'm sure this is where it came from.
Yes.
So verse 6 said that Sarah declared, God has brought me laughter. And all who hear about this will laugh with me. Verse 7 said that, for who would have dreamt that I would ever have a baby, yet I've given Abraham a son in his old age. As time went by and Isaac grew, he was weaned. Abraham gave a big party to celebrate the occasion. It's very important. I like verse 8. I'll read it again. Said, as time went by, Isaac grew and was weaned. Okay, weaning means that he has stopped breastfeeding.
Yes. Change the baby's diet.
Say again.
Changing the baby's diet.
Yeah, we are changing. We are, he's no more doing breast milk, breast milk again. Now he's able to eat banku and kinkis and mashke, fufu and things. So they organized a very big party to celebrate the occasion. Yes. When they were weaning you, was there a party?
Yes.
Sister, even your birthday, your recent birthday, there wasn't a party. I'm talking about. but Sarah saw... Sorry, verse 8 said, they said, but Sarah saw Ishmael, the son of Abraham, and her Egyptian servant Hagar making fun of Isaac. Okay. So she turned to Abraham and demanded, get rid of that servant and her son. He is not going to share the family inheritance with my son Isaac. I won't have it.
Okay.
That this version is very nice. You have to get it. NLT. New Living Translation. This upset Abraham very much because Ishmael was his son. Are you getting it?
Yes.
So at the point, Hagar and the son, they were making mockery of Isaac. Mm-hmm. Okay. And Sarah said, no, not in this house.
Okay.
They should go out. They should leave. Do you understand?
Yes.
They should leave. And he said they are not going to have a share in the family inheritance.
Mm-hmm.
And but Isaac didn't take that light. Abraham didn't take that lightly at all, because Ishmael was also his son.
Yeah.
Okay, so you can't drive your son away like that.
No.
Your father cannot say pack your things and leave the house now. It's not possible. If your father says that you have to go and call your uncles and your aunties, they'll come and beg for you. Do you see? A normal father cannot just look at you and say that you should leave. It's not proper. Okay. So, but God told Abraham, do not be upset over the boy and your servant wife. Just do as Sarah says, for Isaac is the son through whom your descendant will be counted. Verse 12 is very important. I'll read it again. But God told Abraham, do not be upset over the boy and your servant wife. Just do as Sarah says, for Isaac is the son through whom your descendant will be counted. That's why in the beginning, when Jesse was saying that Isaac was the only son. Okay, if you read the King James Version, God kept referring to Isaac as your only son. Your only son.
Yeah.
Okay, so in that regard, God, but in reality, Abraham's children were the boys were, how do you call it, Hagar? No,
Ishmael
and Isaac. All right. Now let's talk about the sacrifice of Isaac. The sacrifice. Who remembers the sacrifice of Isaac? What happened?
So
how did it happen?
Okay, Abraham that he should go to the area near Moriah to go and sacrifice his son.
Okay, that's Mount Moriah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the next day, Abraham woke up and took woods and matches and things.
Yes, yeah, what I see is correct. So matches, yeah, we have to light the fire. It's matches. In modern days, matches.
He took two servants with him.
Okay.
So as they were going, when they reached near the place, he told the servants to wait.
Can somebody look for that in the scriptures, in the Bible, so that we read it? We read
then
that part well.
Isaac asked his father that, Father, where is the animal that we will be using for the sacrifice?
Okay.
And his father said, do not worry, God will provide.
Okay.
So as they went to the mountain, Abraham told Isaac to come and lay down. Just before he was about to use the knife to choke Isaac, the angel told Abraham to stop.
Okay.
And he showed him a ram near the bush and told him to use that instead of Isaac.
It's in Genesis chapter
22,
verse 3.
Genesis 22.
Verse
3. Okay, I'm trying to look for Genesis 22 here. Okay, so if you have it, read it and let's go.
And Abraham rose.
Read from verse 1.
Okay.
And it came to pass.
One person. Mm-hmm.
And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham. And he said.
Which version are you reading?
KJV, New King James Version.
King James, okay. Yes. Even the medical doctors, they don't understand King James. Let me read the NLT again. He said, later on, God tested Abraham's faith and obedience. Okay, so let's take note of these two words, faith and obedience. Very important words. God tested Abraham's faith and obedience. Now, what it means here is that as children, okay, as we have become Christians and we are on the path of Christianity, all right, and our aim is to do well as Christian, there are two virtues that will be tested. One is our faith. And one is our obedience. There are two different things, faith and obedience. So God decided to test Abraham's faith and obedience. So later on, God tested Abraham's faith and obedience. Abraham, God called. Yes, he replied, here I am. Then verse 2 says, take your son, your only son. Again, it said here, take your son, comma, your only son. Yes, Isaac. So God was very specific. Take your son, your only son. If maybe you are still wondering who your only son is, he said, yes, Isaac, whom you love so much. There are about three or four attributes there. Take your son, your only son, to three. Then he said, yes, Isaac. Then the last one said, whom you loved so much. And go to the land of Moriah, sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains, which I'll point out to you. Verse 2 is wild. Now, at this point, okay, at this point, we all know that this verse 2 is what is testing Abraham's faith and obedience.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So today, one of the things you learn is that your faith will be tested as children. Okay. But even we are coming even to Isaac. Isaac is the person that we are learning. Verse 3 says that the next morning, Abraham got up early. He saddled his donkey and two of his servants with him, along with his son Isaac. This same Isaac whom he loved, his only son. Isaac went some. Then he chopped wood to build a fire for a burnt offering and set out for the place where God has told him to go. On the third day of the journey, it means that they've been walking for 3 days. Okay? Or they've been on the donkey for 3 days. Abraham saw the place in the distance. Verse 5 says that, stay here with the donkey, Abraham told the young men. The boy and I will travel a little farther.
Okay.
The boy. Who was the boy?
Isaac.
So right now, the person we are going to sacrifice is Isaac. Now, Isaac also didn't know that he will be used as a burnt offering.
Okay.
The boy and I would travel a little further. We will worship there, and then we'll come right back. So he told the servant that we are going to worship. So even the servants also didn't know that they are going to sacrifice Isaac. The only people who knew that Isaac would be sacrificed was God and Abraham. The rest of the people, they are just part of the equation. They are just following. Abraham placed the wood for the burnt offering on Isaac's shoulders. Even the wood he will lie on is Isaac who is carrying it. Do you understand? So even as children, when our parents send us, it's difficult to go. Do you see? But this is Isaac carrying wood. But if they say, go and buy egg, you don't want to go. Say, go and buy water, you don't want to go. But Isaac was carrying wood. While he himself carried the knife and the fire. As the two of them went on together, Isaac said, Father. Yes, my son, Abraham replied. We have the wood and the fire, said the boy. But where is the lamb for the sacrifice? Okay, I'm reading from NLT. NLT is very good. Try and get NLT. It will help in your quiet time.
Okay.
God will provide a lamp, my son. Abraham answered, and they both went on together. Okay, so what I want us to stay on verse 7, where Abraham asked the father that, we have the wood and the fire. Where is the lamb for the sacrifice?
Okay.
Let's stay here a bit. What can we learn from this scripture?
Abraham obeyed God.
Yes, Abraham obeyed God. But let's talk in perspective of Isaac. So up to now, we know that Abraham was obeying God.
Yes.
Do you understand?
Yes.
I mean, to even move from his house with the child. Do you understand? For 3 days in the wilderness, he has also gone to the place where he's been shown. Do you understand? Then he told the servant, I stand here. We are going to worship and come. It means that Abraham was obeying. I mean, as an obedience was working. Okay. But in what do you think would be going through the mind of Isaac? what do you think Isaac was exhibiting around that time? If it were you.
Sheesh.
Your father said that God will provide the lamp. What will you be thinking about?
I'll be thinking I will be the one. As my father is
around that time, you'll be thinking that you are going to be sacrificed.
Yes.
who else is will be taking something else?
I.
You also think that you'll be
the one.
So if you discover that you'll be the one to be sacrificed, what will you do?
I run away.
You are running to where?
I'll get back.
To where?
To where you are coming from.
And there are two servants who are also waiting there. And this servant can catch you. This servant, they can. Abraham just have to say, follow that guy and bring him here. Your father doesn't even have to run. He'll just give an order and then the thing will work.
Okay.
Okay. But I also think that here in verse 7, Isaac was exhibiting a certain faith.
Yes, he had great faith.
Yes, especially in the father. Because Isaac didn't hear from God. God didn't tell Isaac that they were going to sacrifice him. Abraham didn't tell Isaac that they were going to sacrifice him. But he sort of obeyed and trusted his father.
Yeah.
If you say God will provide, yes, I believe God will provide. Let's go. Oh, you don't understand what I'm trying to say?
I understand.
Yes. Yes, yes. Say something.
When you say God will provide, maybe we'll get there.
Mm-hmm.
God may use someone to bring us a lamp or something.
Yes.
So, as Isaac was obedient,
he followed. So let's bring this obedience thing to our context as children in modern day. Do we really obey and trust our parents as Isaac did?
Yes, but not everyone.
Yes, so tell us.
As Christians, we need to obey.
Okay.
Some of the people who don't obey, they don't go to church. Some too, just in the house, they don't go to church, so they don't know anything about obeying.
Mm-hmm.
All they know is to disrespect, but
your parents.
But you need to obey as Christian and as a child too.
Mm.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, Duke.
Isaac had great faith in his father.
Okay.
So he also thought that God would find a way to provide the animal that they wanted.
Mm-hmm.
So he just followed his father and went.
Okay. Okay. So. Mm. Let's continue. This one, verse 8 says that God will provide my son. Abraham answered, and they both went on together. They arrived at a place where God had told Abraham to go. He built an altar and placed the wood on it. And then he tied Isaac up and laid him on the altar after the wood. Now, this is another episode. The guy, he was standing there. He was tied up. He was placed on a wood. A knife was lifted. You see, and around that time, Abraham also didn't know that some lamp will come from somewhere.
Yes.
Okay, so at that time, both Abraham and Isaac, they were exhibiting great faith and obedience. For me, that's what I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
For me, that's what I think. Yes. from all you see, and as young people coming up, all right, as young people, it is these two things are what we must not leave behind. Okay, these two things, they are things that we must not leave behind. Yeah. Very soon, those listening to are very soon opening the phone lines for you to add your contribution to what we are saying. Okay, so we are actually talking about Isaac, all right, and we are talking about the fact that his father exhibited great faith and obedience. Okay, yeah. Great faith and obedience. And I think that that was the price that Isaac have to pay, okay, for his siblings who came after him, okay, because up until then, when Isaac was born, other children also came back. Let's go to how do you call it? Let's go to Genesis chapter 25.
Okay.
Okay. Let's go to Genesis 25. So Abraham married again Keturah, his new wife.
Yes.
Okay. And then he bore him Zimran, Joshan, Medan, Midian, Ashbak, and Shua. Okay. So these guys, they came later. Do you understand?
Yes.
They came later. And I'm sure that maybe when they hear the stories, if Isaac start telling them this story that, oh, some time ago, me when I was here, my father sent me to sacrifice me and all that. So sometimes also being a first child or be an early child, there are some things that you have to you have to sacrifice.
Yes.
Maybe for your younger siblings who are coming in. Especially when you are a lot at home, okay, and you are asking for something. Your parents are saying, no, relax, okay, we'll get it for you, relax. But you see, sometimes when we say relax, or when your parents say, oh, relax, you don't relax because sometimes you feel the money is there.
Yes.
That's the feeling you have.
Yes.
The money is there. You bath every day, you go to work. I come to tell us that there's no money. There's no money to do. But you see, but the other siblings also came on later. Yeah. All right. So I think that this obedience, okay, and faith, it cut across everything. Mm-hmm. Okay, in requesting something from your parents, okay, obeying your parents, okay, because up where we read and all that, we didn't find a place where when Isaac was young, God told him that your father is going to sacrifice you and this. I'm sure God told him that the guy, he will run from home.
Yes.
He will just run from home.
Hail God, and what you want me to? Lord, I want you to use me. Make God tell somebody. Cause the world no telepathy. Them no telepathy.
All right, so at this point, we'd like to open our phone lines so that you at home, you can you can call in. So you can still call, or you can call the same number I gave early on 0279 100600. Okay, so call us and then you make your contribution to what we are discussing. We are talking about Isaac. Okay, we are discussing about Isaac, how he was born, how he was sacrificed, how he obeyed to be sacrificed. let's continue and see what happened next. What happened next? Where were we reading about the sacrifice? Genesis 22. No, I just read 25 to tell you that there were other siblings who came after.
So Genesis chapter 22.
Okay. All right. So, I'm good. I'm there. Okay. So verse 13. No, if I read from verse 13. Okay. Verse 10. He said, Abraham took the knife. Okay. Abraham took the knife and lifted it up to kill his son, as God as a sacrifice to God. I think we have a caller. Hello? Hello? We've missed the caller. Please call back. So Abraham took the knife and lifted it up to kill his son as a sacrifice to God. Okay. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Please, your name and where you are calling us from.
I am calling from Pig Farm.
Pig Farm.
Yeah.
Okay. Mommy, how is Pig Farm?
It's fine. Pig Farm is fine.
Okay. We want to hear from you.
I want to go back a little.
Okay.
When the boys ask the father, the wood is here, the fire is here.
Okay.
Where is the sacrifice?
Okay.
It seems that the boy has been sacrificing with the father all along. Up to that.
Wow. Wow. Did you hear that? So she said that when the wood was placed on Isaac's shoulders and they were going to sacrifice, that particular thing is a lesson we must learn, that Isaac always goes with Abraham to sacrifice.
Yes.
So they know that there must always be a lamp. Mm-hmm. But this time around, there was no lamp. Mom, is that what you're trying to explain to us?
Yes.
Okay.
But because of obedience, even at him with the father, even at the point of where he was tied up, you know, if it were to deceive these children, fighting the father.
That's true.
He tied him, put him on the wood.
There'll be a struggle.
He didn't argue with the father, he didn't fight with the father. Because father said God will provide.
Wow.
Point to cry, he knew God will provide at that last moment.
Wow. Wow. Thank you so much for your contribution. We are very grateful. We are very grateful. Yeah. We are very grateful. We have another caller. We have another caller here. Hello. Hello, good morning. Yeah, good morning.
Morning.
Yes, please, your name and where you are calling from.
My name is Ivan Jan.
Ivan, it's been a while. Ivan, how are you doing?
I'm fine.
Yes, your contribution to our discussion this morning.
I also think Abraham and Isaac showed great faith by obeying God.
By obeying God, that's true. That's true. Abraham and Isaac, they showed great faith by obeying God. That's wonderful. Thank you so much, Ivan. Keep listening to Generation 419 on Sweet Melodies, okay?
Okay.
Beautiful. I think we are getting more revelations from our friends who are calling in. I think we have another caller. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Mr. Loco.
Yes, sir. I don't know my name.
Thank you so much for calling in. We are grateful to have you. Please, you want to share revelation with us?
Yes.
Yes, we are listening to you.
Yes. Before Isaac married Keturah?
Keturah, yes. In chapter 25.
What was the arrangement before you married Keturah?
Okay, tell us.
No, I wanted to know the arrangement because when you follow the
Keturah just appeared on the scene. We just heard that Keturah came on the scene and they married.
Keturah is very happy in the system now. We just meet a lady somewhere and then we jump over her and then that's all. That's why I want to find out whether there was a procedure.
We just heard Keturah came on there. That's the first time we're hearing about Keturah. When Keturah came, no, we heard that, no, she was getting married. They were having a wedding.
Now, on the question of Isaac being sacrificed.
Okay.
Yes, Isaac being sacrificed. You know, you have trust and obedience.
Okay, yes.
And it's obedience that Isaac humble himself, the father would. If you had no problem, you would have run away.
It's true.
A caravan, like someone said, anytime as you go with the father or the father goes with the son, as you go, to me, I was sure that as it knew very well that
he was the lamp,
he would be sacrificed. He was going to be sacrificed.
Wow.
Because he had been ordained by God to be obedient to God. He had to humble himself.
Wow.
Until God, changed his attitude to a lamp.
Wow.
That means that it was signifying the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. That signifies the death of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Jesus Christ as a sacrificial lamb, died for the sake of mankind.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Mr. Loco. Thank you. Thank you. We are very grateful. We are very grateful.
Thank you.
Yes. Wow. So let me take this caller and then I'm sure. Hello. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Please, your name and where you are calling us from.
My name is Philip Bafa.
Philip.
I'm coming from Botiano Junction.
Philip from Botiano Junction. Okay, Philip. Yes, tell us something about Isaac. Hello, Philip.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, we are listening to you.
It is true that Abraham was obedient to God.
Philip, can you lower your radio so that you can hear me from the phone? Because I'm hearing myself and it's giving you also a feedback, so you are not concentrating on what you are saying.
I'm concentrating.
Yes, so say what you want to say, okay? Wow, we've lost him. Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Please, your name and where you are calling us from.
I am now from West Hill.
Now from West Hill. Hey, today is like that. That's why people are patronizing our program. Now, yes, please, want to hear from you. Your contribution about Isaac.
My little contribution as to this is a young people's program. I think that the best way we can relate ourselves is when, if we go back a little bit, how did Isaac come about? Isaac was a promise from
child, yes.
That God gave to Abraham. And sometimes we may have something that we've always wanted and God can give it to us. But the ultimate test for us to keep is how free we can be able to give back what God has
given to us
without feeling guilty or greedy. So I think that what happened there shows us that once we have a complete trust in God, He will provide for us whatever it is, no matter what.
No matter what.
That's my little contribution.
Oh, thank you so much, Auntie. Now, this is a very good revelation for us. God bless you so much. God bless you so much. Wow. Wonderful revelations from our friends. People, hey, the calls are coming in. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Yes, your name and where you are calling from?
My name is Jubel.
Jubel.
I'm calling from Choice.
From Choice? Where is Choice? Choice is also on the Kaswa Road.
Yes.
Okay. Castland. Yes, Jubel, please speak to us.
I learned that if we obey God, He will bless us.
Amen. Amen. Jube, what you have said is correct. Keep listening to Generation 419, okay?
Okay.
Bye. Wow. I think if we really take our time to, let's take our last caller. Hello, good morning.
Hello, morning.
Please, your name and where you are calling us from.
I'm Gideon, calling from Dansuma.
You are Gideon?
Yes, please.
From Dansuma. Okay, Gideon, want to hear from you.
I also think David knew the kind of God he was serving.
Abraham.
Yes. Sorry. Abraham knew the kind of God he was serving.
That's true.
He knew God was very faithful.
Mm.
Yeah, he's a faithful father. So, if he loses something big, very big, he knows he might get what is more than that.
What is more than that?
Because God owns the world,
mm. Mm.
And he can give all the things in the world.
Okay. Yes. So, as children, what must we do in connection with this?
Yes, I think, for example, let's say we are sons of our fathers and we might have siblings,
mm-hmm.
and something can be given to us by our father,
mm-hmm.
and he can also ask us to give it to our little brother.
Wow.
Yeah, so we have to obey our father, for we don't know what he can buy in place of what we are giving to the little one.
Mm.
Yes.
That's good. Thank you so much, Gideon from Dansuman, for your wonderful contribution. God bless you. God bless you. I think we'll end our course here, and then our time is almost up. We want to wrap up. Hey, this number has been calling. Let's pick this last number. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Hi. What's your name and where are you calling us from?
My name is Tulejani.
Okay, from where?
Kaswa, Gada.
Kaswa.
Yes.
Charlie, today the Kaswa people you are doing well, pa. Kasland people you are doing well. Yes, what have you learned or what's your contribution to Isaac?
One moral lesson children can get from this story is
mm-hmm.
to obey people in authority,
mm.
like how Isaac obeyed his father.
Wow. Wow. As we are saying, what we are saying, my guests in the studio, they are all nodding their head. It's like what you have said there is very true. Yes, any other moral lesson you want to give us? Or this one is okay? We've lost. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, good morning. You are our last caller. You are our last caller.
My name is Kofi from Tabora.
Kofi from Tabora. Kofi?
Yes.
What did you learn today?
I learned that we should pray and ask God. He will answer us, mm. and we should patient always.
Amen. Amen. Kofi, God bless you so much for calling into Generation 419, okay? Keep listening to Sweet Melodies and keep listening to Generation 419 every Saturday. God bless you.
Thank wow. you.
Guys, it's a blessing. have you heard all the wonderful contributions from our friends
yes.
who have called us?
Yes.
Yes. And I think that we our time is very short to exhaust everything about Isaac. But I think you guys have done so well. All right. And I think that our main focus should be on how he behaved himself. Okay, when it was time, when the daddy said they were going to sacrifice, and that they didn't even know where the lamb was going to come from. Okay, somebody also said that he's been having sacrifice with the father all the time, so he knows that by all means there must be a lamb. But as they were going and there was no lamb, he knew that he was the lamb. He knew that. So sometimes you will know. I mean, sometimes you know that what you are asking for, okay, is not there. All right, and I think. Was it Antina? Antina also made a very vital contribution to the fact that look, if we put our trust in God, all right. The most important thing is putting our trust in God. And I believe that what was told about Abraham, his father, in verse 1, that God wanted to test his obedience and his faith. Okay, the same thing also went to Isaac, his faith. And his obedience was also tested. Okay, so let's run with these two virtues. Okay, and I believe that God is going to help us in our walk as Christians. Okay, so when you go back and read. And if you read to a certain extent, you notice that Isaac inherited his father. He had great wealth. Okay, he had a family. He married Rebecca. Okay,
yeah.
And he also gave birth to children. Right, so very important. Yes, so that brought us to the popular story about Jacob and Esau. Okay,
yeah.
So when we go home, let's take, and I want you to get the NLT version of the Bible, the New Living Translation.
Okay.
It's
okay.
Very basic grammar English. You'll be able to understand compared to thou shalt not come, uttered thou, and it's difficult, difficult to really understand that one. Okay, so okay. Let's get the NLT version of the Bible, and I'm sure that it will do us a great help. I'm checking to see if we have some messages here. All right. This one says that I'm Nicole from Flamingo. All right, uncle, you have a nice voice. Oh, sir, sir. And then this one said, "Good morning, Reverend Dickey. Abraham had 8 children in all. Thanks from Wisdom." Yes, yes, yes. I think we read that in Genesis 25. We read that in Genesis 25. Yes, Abraham had other children. But I think God kept referring to Isaac as your only son. I'm sure there's a reason God was doing that. Okay. Guy, we have a few minutes to end up. Any shout out to someone?
Yes,
let me start from Kara.
Shout out to Pastor Jerry.
Pastor Jerry?
My safe teacher, yes, Auntie Winifred.
Auntie Winifred. And
Antina.
Antina. All right.
Shout out to our safe teachers, Auntie Calfort and Auntie Winifred.
Okay. Yes.
Shout out to
Doctor Duke. You said you want to be a doctor. Oh, no, you didn't mention you want to be a doctor.
Yes.
Okay, what do you want to be?
Doctor.
So, as people are becoming doctors, which people will become plumbers and makers? Who built the house for us? Yes, shout out
to my safe teachers and my mother.
Okay, your mother. Today you eat jollof. As you have mentioned, your mother's day, you eat jollof. Yes. Let me, Paula. Paula, end with us.
Shout out to
Paula. No, speaking to the microphone. Uh-huh.
Shout out to all my safe teachers in the church.
Mm-hmm. And who?
Reverend Tefu.
Bishop Intefu, God bless you so much, and it's exciting hosting you guys here. I'm very, very, and then I'm very blessed. You guys are very intelligent, and you had made a very wonderful contribution to our topic of discussion this morning. And you, to you at home, and all of you who have called in to give us wonderful and startling revelation on Isaac, I want to say God bless you so much. Keep listening to Generation 419. God willing, next week we'll meet. My name is Reverend Dr. Ike. Bye.
The spirit of the Lord in my heart. When I speak in tongues, even my tithes and offering, the name of Jesus in my mouth. It work. You say, it work. Your life to take a new turn, all you need to do is say these words after me. Say, Lord, I believe in you, and I receive the power to become the son of God. Say, Lord, I believe in you, and I receive the power to become the son of God. The word of God in my mouth, the spirit of the Lord in my heart. When I speak in tongues, even my tithes and offering, the name of Jesus in my mouth. It work. You say it work.